Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this beautiful Sunday morning in spring. It's the Ascension Sunday, as we call it, because of the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven after his resurrection happened during this past week. So we celebrate this Sunday as the Ascension Sunday to commemorate that. The Ascension Sunday is also a day that we celebrate to remind everyone, the church, to be ready. Because when he ascended into heaven, he told the disciples to be ready that he will be coming back soon. So that is what we remind ourselves as a church, as believers, that Jesus Christ is going to come back again and be ready at any time. I'm glad that we are all here today. God has given us another day to live in this world and to be a blessing. And God has given us the health and strength in our bodies to be here. Every day is a gift from God. Thanks be to God for that. If you can turn with me to the announcements, the regular announcements are listed there. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank is still being collected. Are they picking it up soon?
We have to figure out how to get them out here.
Okay,
They've changed okay. Management.
So we can take them. If you want help, I can take in my truck.
That thing is pretty heavy.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we're picking it up. Okay, yeah. We'll figure out some way to do it.
We're just going to have to, I guess I'll just call them in the morning, call the office, because they don't respond to their email anymore.
So okay.
We're trying to figure it out, but yes, it's still going.
Still going.
If nothing else, we'll take it to the local food bank.
Yeah, we'll take donations in cash or in kind. The Joy of the Journey book is available for sale, and the proceeds will go to the missions of the church here. And you have the address listed there for your mail. And also, anyone who is struggling with any issues like basic needs, please let us know by calling that number. The annual conference information is listed there. The pre-registration starts, I believe, today. And there is a pre-conference Zoom meeting. If you want to attend that, go to that website and the information is there. You can join that at 2 o'clock today to get the information about the conference. We will have the art class on next Saturday, the 22nd. Wayne is teaching on drawing and other stuff that we have a time of fellowship together. So please be here and have fellowship together on next Saturday at 10 o'clock. The attendance and collections are listed at the bottom there for your continued prayer and participation and work for the kingdom of God in this church and through this church in this community. So let us continue to do faithfully that God has given us the responsibility that God has given us to do. We had a good yard sale yesterday, but we are not doing it anymore this year, right? So we are done with that for the year. Thank you, Margaret and Linda and everyone who, JD and Bay. It's a lot of work yesterday, but we were able to donate a good amount of goodwill. Okay, so that is something that we did. Are there any other announcements? If not, let us worship God together, continue our worship here together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, We Gather Together, 131 in the blue hymnal. also on the screen you can follow.
We gather to ask the Lord's blessing. We chase and embrace His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now sees His blessing. Sing praises to His name. We give His own. Beside us to guide us.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for the privilege that you have given us to come before you and worship you as your children. Through your Son Jesus Christ, who came to this world, died for us and overcame death, through the resurrection of your Son, you have given us eternal life and renewed hope. As we commemorate the Ascension Sunday today, Lord, help us, Lord, to remind ourselves to be ready any time for your second coming, that you will establish your kingdom in this world. Bless us, Lord, with the reminder that we are to live as the followers of Christ, sharing His love and care and compassion to our brothers and sisters around us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to celebrate today with joy and also with the expectation of your coming that is new every day. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord, with all the saints around the world and also the angels in heaven who are worshiping you. Bless us with your presence, Lord, as we go from this place, that we will be empowered by your Holy Spirit to be powerful witnesses for the days to come. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Bless us, Lord, in the way that we need to work faithfully for your mission in this community and around the world. Let your name be glorified, your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our greeting time now, we can now, if you are, looks like most of us are vaccinated, so you can feel free to get up and see or greet each other as you feel free.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, those are online. Good morning, Martha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chuck and Vicky.
Hello.
Hello.
I have unanswered prayer. I have trouble I wish wasn't there. And I have asked a thousand ways that you would take my pain away, that you would take my pain away. I'm trying to understand how to walk this weary land. Make straight the path that crooked lie, O Lord, before these feet of mine. O Lord, before these feet of mine. When my world is shaking, heaven stands. When my heart upon the earth. You healed the broken, lost, and hurt.
Sorry.
I know you hate to see me cry. One day you will set all things right. Yeah, one day you will set all things right. When my world is shaking, heaven stands. When my heart is breaking, I'll never leave your hands. Your hands. Your hands that shape the world are holding me. They hold me still. Your hands that shape the world are holding me. They hold me still. When my world is shaking, heaven stands. When my heart is breaking, I'll never leave you. When my world is shaking, heaven stands. When my heart is breaking, I'll never I'll never leave your hands.
Amen. We have a responsive reading taken from Psalm 47. Please stand if you are able for the reading. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared.
A great ruler of all our earth.
Who subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet.
Who chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom God loves.
God has gone up with a shout.
The Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our ruler. Sing praises.
For God is the ruler of the earth.
Sing praises with the psalm.
God reigns over the nations.
God sits on his holy throne.
The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham.
For the shields of the earth belong to God, who is highly exalted.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be
to God.
Please be seated.
It's our prayer time now. As a church family, we come together and share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also it's a time of sharing our prayers of concerns and burdens together as a church family and lift them up to the Lord. The promise of God is that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. And we trust in His promise and lift up our prayers of prayer requests and our burdens to our God in heaven. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. If you can turn with me. Please use this list as your regular prayer. At your regular prayer time, post it in your study desk or your refrigerator as a reminder. A couple of call outs from this list. We heard from Eddie's family today that he is in the rehab doing much better, and he will be moving to another rehab soon. So they will keep us posted on that. Keep him in our prayers. And a couple of families are on vacation travel now. The Howell family is traveling, and also Robert and family are traveling as well. So please keep them in our prayers for travel mercies. Are there any special requests?
Yes, Pastor.
Kathy
got in
Bob.
Touch with me, and her son had some trauma to his hand, and she is in Mississippi there with him while they take care of that. His name is Thomas Ruffin, R-U-F-F-I-N.
Thomas Ruffin. Kathy and Bob probably will be, Bob is also probably will be with her. Please keep them in our prayers, particularly her son who had that accident with his finger. So keep them in our prayers. Please keep Joe in our prayers. He is here today. His wife is still having some trouble. Yeah, we'll keep you in our prayers, Joe. They're going through a difficult time, and we know that we have supported them in the past, and we'll continue to pray for them and support them as needed. Let her know, Joe, that we'll be praying for her.
Yes. I think Penny's son and family will be traveling back on vacation today.
Ben. Yeah. Oh, Ben is traveling? Okay. Already vacation.
he would say, finally a vacation.
Yeah, no, he needs one.
But Alan is doing well. He's, you know, in Maryland and doing well. Everything's going okay so far.
Okay. Oh, it's Alan. Ben and family is on vacation. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So to Kelly Williams, apparently she's doing much better with her shingles. And then Cindy Jolly, she's doing much better too. So, but I want and my brother in Franklin, North Carolina, he's doing great.
Yeah, I talked to Daddy yesterday.
I told my husband, I said, I think he thinks he died from heaven because he's never had somebody taking care of him and feeding him, and there's always there by himself, but he just loves it.
Okay.
But I do have a prayer request. You don't know how to read to people or until stuff comes up, but there's an issue on up there, so just ask prayer that she will show us what to do and about stuff about him. So.
Okay. Yeah, please keep Bruce in our prayers, and thank God for the healing and the good news that we heard about a couple of people. Kelly Williams and also Bruce is doing better. So keep them in our prayers and continue recovery. Yeah, let us keep Rich and Martha in our prayers. Martha, do you have any update? We are continuing to pray for you and your family as well.
Rich is doing a little bit better. He did go to the doctors finally, and they gave us some medicine to help with the pain. But I ask for continued prayer for him and for me to still trying to build the strength back up in my legs.
Okay. We'll continue to pray for you, Martha, and also Rich. Thanks for joining also online. Are there any other calls?
Pastor, I have,
yes,
I have a prayer request. Travel mercies and prayers for my boss, Monica Medlock. I miss her this week. She'll be gone this week. Prayers for her mother also, up in Michigan.
Okay.
They need lots of prayers right now, and we need to be thinking of them They are good Christian people. I love her so much, and I miss her.
Yes, she had been going through a difficult
past few months. Yeah, they've been having a hard time.
We had prayed for her in the past, and please
continue. She's getting some time with her mom this week, and that's a blessing. In the same time, it's a concern.
Okay. And Ms. Dan?
I'm sorry, Harry. Harry's not going to like that I say this, but Harry has been, since Thanksgiving, in extreme pain in his jaw, his teeth. The dentist, it just seems like it's Alice in Wonderland. This'll work. Oh, well, maybe we'll do this. Well, there's not a dentist here, so you need to go to Janet's Creek, and things like that. So that he has lost a considerable amount of weight. You can see it in his face. And we had an appointment Thursday, would you believe, the poor dentist ended up in the hospital. There seems to be roadblocks.
Mm.
So if we could join in prayer that this Thursday, this appointment will bring an answer.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll pray for you, Harry, and that God will open some doors for that, and the doctors will be able to diagnose what is wrong. Yes?
I would like to thank Jan for coming over here and helping with this little board right out front, helping me clean that out. So she really worked hard last Tuesday.
Thank you, Jan.
We just love both of us. We love flowers. We love what grows in life. And that was no problem. Plus, we kind of got to know each other better.
Yeah. We have some good friends if you love flowers. So.
Not sure whatever came out of my mouth. We deserve that.
Okay. Are there any more? Any other prayer requests? Or any praises today? If not, let us go to God in prayer as a family of God, and let's spend a few moments in silent prayer where you can bring up your unspoken prayers as well, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Loving God, we thank you for the time that you have given us together to come before you with our prayers of praises as well as our prayers of concerns. Thank you, God, for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings. Even when we don't deserve it, you shower upon us a lot of blessings every day. At the same time, some of us are having burdens and pains and sufferings that we are going through, that we look up to you. We look up to you for our needs, O God, who is the source of all good things, and you only desire good for us, O God. As we come before you, we pray that your healing hands will be upon us, those who need healing. Particularly, we pray for Eddie, and we pray for Rich and Martha for their continued healing and recovery. We thank you for the good news that we heard from the healing of Kelly Williams and others who have shared their blessings of healing at this time, Lord. We pray for those who are traveling this weekend, particularly the whole family, Robert and family, and Ben and family. Give them travel mercies, Lord, and keep them safe. We particularly pray for travel mercies for Monica and also the family situations that they are going through. Let your healing hands be upon them as well as your presence that comforts them, Lord. We pray for Bob and Kathy, as they are traveling to join their son who is in an accident. We pray that your healing power will be upon Thomas and heal him, Lord, especially with this finger problem that he's going through, to have it restored and also heal completely. We pray for Harry, particularly as he's going through the pain in his jaw. We pray that you will touch him with your healing hand and heal him, Lord, and whatever is bothering him, as he goes back to the doctor this week, that they will be able to diagnose what is wrong and have the right treatment program planned for him. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various health issues. We thank you for your presence in their lives. At the same time, we pray for your peace that passeth all understanding will rule their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity you gave us, Lord, to come and intercede for others and others' needs. We particularly pray for Joe as he and his family is going through a difficult time. His wife is still struggling with various problems with her health situations, and their family situations need to be stabilized, Lord. We pray that your presence be with them and guide them during this difficult time. Open the doors at the right time for them, Lord, and comfort them above all with your peace and your presence. We pray for our country, our nation as a whole, particularly for the leaders of our country, our president, our vice president, and our lawmakers and the governors of the states who make decisions that affect our lives every day. We pray that you will give them the wisdom and the discernment of the Holy Spirit to make the right decisions that will be good for the people and the country's future. We pray for the world peace at this time, Lord, especially in the Middle East. Again, things are boiling up. We pray that you will intervene and bring peace to those areas and all the troubled areas of the world. Bless us, Lord, as a church, as we continue to do your work in this community. Help us to do your work faithfully and the task that you have given us, Lord, to do it joyfully. Bless us and guide us with your future guidance as to the direction that we need to take as a church. Help us to share your love and comfort, care and compassion to all those who are around us, Lord, to be a helping hand and a healing soul, that we can be here in this community so that we can spread your love and care to others. Bless us today as we worship together, Lord, to glorify your name, and also as we meditate on your word. Talk to each and every one of us, Lord, according to our needs and our situations. As we go from here, Lord, help us, Lord, to be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, as the choir is singing, please remain seated, and the ushers may come forward for the offering.
And crown him, Lord.
stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for all your blessings in our lives. You are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Loving God, we understand that you call us to be your stewards of your abundance, and do it faithfully with all the blessings that you have given us, Lord. Bless all those who were able to give today, and also those who could not give today. Cover them with your love wherever they are, Lord, and bless them, Lord, according to your grace. Use this offering that of your people to use it for your work of your kingdom in this community and around the world, for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, we will have the scripture reading now, taken from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11.
In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the earth, and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who had been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living Word, we come before your Word that you can fill, you may fill us with your power of the Word today, Lord. Help us to be humble before your Word and be obedient to your Holy Spirit, that whatever you speak to us, that would be a blessing in our lives and to be a blessing through our lives to this world. preach to me and preach through me to your people, Lord, that whatever your Spirit wants to give us, bless us, Lord, with the humility to accept it and obey your commandments in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are still in the Easter season of the church calendar. Today is, like I reminded you earlier, that we celebrate the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven, the 40th day, that as we read today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, that he ascended into heaven with his disciples looking up. And then he gave them a command just before he left. And that command was to wait in Jerusalem and do not leave Jerusalem. Wait for my gift and stay there. Waiting is not something that is very common, popular with the modern world. We don't like to wait for things. Particularly, especially that in the highways when you are stuck behind a traffic light or something. I heard a preacher saying this story one Sunday. A woman was stalled in traffic and she went outside and opened the hood and started looking under the hood, and the guy behind her became so impatient, started banging on the horn a lot and started continuously beeping the horn, and she could not take it anymore. So she walked behind her, went to his car and knocked on his window and told him, "I don't know what is wrong with my car, but if you want to go look under the hood, I'll be glad to stay here and honk for you." We are so impatient many times in our lives, not just in highways, but generally in this time of microwaves and instant communications that we have. We want everything quickly right now. Waiting is hard to do, especially on the highways, like I told you. We all learned some good lessons about waiting and patience during this pandemic, didn't we? That was something that we really needed, because we were going on a fast pace. The whole world was on a fast pace, and we were in technology, in growth, and everywhere we were growing so fast and running so fast, and we didn't have time for many personal things in our lives. And boom, last year around this time, it hit us. The whole world came to a halt. And now, looking back, nobody has any complaints, do you? I don't. I thank God for the experience that we got through it. I learned a lot of things. We all learned a lot of things, as the whole world learned a lot of things. I wish we could learn more. The resurrected Christ appears to the disciples in that situation and asked them to wait in Jerusalem. If you think about the events that happened the weeks before in Jerusalem, that's the last place that they wanted to wait. They just wanted to get out of there and go somewhere safe and hide somewhere. But that is not what Jesus is telling his disciples to do. The very place that they don't want to be in is where he's asking them to stay. Stay in Jerusalem. And then do not leave, and then wait for something to happen for you. And that is what the people of God today needs to hear. Wait, and wait for the promise to come and fulfill in our lives. Do not leave. In other words, do not quit what God has given us to do, even in the middle of scary situations and difficult circumstances around you. The gospel writer Luke also is the author of the book of Acts. As you can see, in chapter 1 he reminds the same thing that he wrote, reminding about the book that he has written before. He finishes chapter 24 of the book of Luke with the resurrected Christ appearing to the disciples, explaining them on the promises of the scripture. If we look at the last chapter, 24 verses 49, we read that. He said, I am going to send you what my Father has promised. So do not leave Jerusalem, but stay in the city and wait for the gift my Father has promised, which you have heard from me, that I have spoken about, until you have been clothed with the power from on high. More than likely, we read that Theophilus was the one who is addressing this letter, this book of the Acts to. He was probably a Christian leader, or may not be a Christian at all, but somebody who was probably renowned in the society at that time, that he is addressing that Theophilus, that I am writing this book as a continuation of the book that I have written before, which is the Gospel of Luke. When Luke writes, we can see that he is writing with the perspective of the kingdom of heaven coming. He's writing with the perspective, according to many theologians and scholars, he's a Gentile. He was very fluent in Greek. So he wrote this book not with the perspective of a theologian, but with the perspective of a historian. He wanted to make some records of history. And he went through a lot of reports from people, talked to many people apparently, and then compiled this Gospel of Luke as a history book. And then he writes this book of the Acts as a continuation of the Gospel, and he writes about the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus Christ, and his commission to his disciples as to what to do next. The disciples were disoriented at that time, as we talked about the post-resurrection experience of the people. The disciples were scared. They were disappointed because the master they had trusted is no more with them, and they don't know about their future anymore. They are afraid. They were afraid that they were going to be killed or been tortured, and they wanted to hide some places. But here Jesus comes, and after the resurrection he shows himself to his disciples and restores them. And we talked about the people who were going to Emmaus. He appeared to them and restored them, and they came back to Jerusalem. So the call for the people of his disciples, or the disciples who followed him, is that you have a mission in Jerusalem. Even though you may not like it, even though you may be afraid to be there, I have a purpose for you there. You need to stay there. You need to stay there until the power from heaven comes and fill you. Many times in our lives we may be asked to wait in situations where we don't like to be. We don't like to wait in the doctor's offices, do we? No. You know, that's one of the places where we don't like to wait too long. The emergency rooms. We don't like to wait too long either. But we are forced to wait many times. And I don't have to tell you about traffic, right? We don't like to wait in traffic either. But these are places in real life that we are forced to wait. But if we wait patiently, and things will work out for the better. And I'm sure sometimes in churches we don't like to wait until the sermon is over either. We want to get out of here. But we have some other waits that we love to wait for, don't we? The waiting of a vacation time, like my wife and I were talking about planning on a vacation towards the end of this month. And we talk about it every day now, as it gets closer. We like those kind of waitings. Like the waitings of people who are going to get married. An exciting period of time they're waiting on. So there are good times of waiting that we do, and there are times of waiting that we don't like, such situations that we have to wait. But in this situation where they were, Jesus gave them a promise that he is going to send the Holy Spirit, that will come and fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit if you wait in the situation where you are. So if we are going through a situation where we are troubled, pain or suffering or problems that scares us, remember that God is going to give you the power of the Holy Spirit in the middle of that situation. There's a promise that God is giving us in the time of trials and tribulations. He is trying to make us stronger and better during this time of difficulties that we may have to wait in such situations. The book of Acts, the Holy, it's also, I call the book of the Holy Spirit. Jesus asked the disciples to wait in Jerusalem. And the Holy Spirit came in the form of fire and wind and filled them. That's what we call Pentecost. We will celebrate. We will be celebrating that next Sunday. So we may not like the situations of waiting times. It may be times of illness or disability or simply old age. That means that we are physically not able to do many things that we were able to do before. We see so much to do in the church and in our communities, but we cannot physically do it ourselves. But we wait for a change in our lives. We wait for a change in the life of our church. In all those situations that there is a planning that God is working behind the scenes, that there's a promise that He is going to fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit. By waiting, there is a promise for the future in the making. It is the promise of the Holy Spirit. There are many people who waited in the history that we read in the Bible. Abraham waited 25 years after he got the promise of a child, but he waited 25 years to see a son. And also, the waiting that the disciples had to do was to wait for a second coming of Jesus Christ. During his ascension to heaven, the angels assured the disciples, looking up in deep agony, that the same Jesus you see ascended up into heaven will come again. We believe in the second coming of Christ. Just like the resurrection is one of the foundations of our faith, the second coming of Christ is another pillar of our foundation of our faith. Our hope is based on the second coming and the appearance of Jesus Christ. And Paul, in his several letters, he calls it the enduring hope, the living hope. And these are all things that we are to be reminded every time we meet and gather together, that we have an enduring and a living hope that He is coming again. This is not a minor part of the Bible. It is a major part of the Bible. It is not incidental either. In fact, Bible refers to the second coming of Christ more than baptism and communion. Baptism is mentioned about 20 times and repentance is mentioned about 70 times. But the second coming of Christ is mentioned more than 118 times. So it is very important that we know what we believe and what we hope for, that there is a second coming of Christ just as He rose from the dead. And the last book of the Revelation, the book in the Bible, Revelation, closes with the words that read, Amen, come Lord Jesus. So we are waiting for a promise as we wait. Not that we are waiting hopelessly, but there is a hope of His second coming. The waiting on God is also a waiting with God for a greater mission that He's going to empower us to do with His Holy Spirit. Many times we like to see our church grow immediately. We may not have the patience to wait for our church growth or the activities of the church to blow up, to bloom up. But regardless of where we are asked to wait. And there's going to be a better end. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning. That's what Solomon says in P8. God is not a silent God, even though we may think that He is silent, but He is behind the scenes working out plans for us, a plan for a better future. In the Apostles' Creed that we read on Sundays, then we proclaim our faith, we read that the third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and He is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He shall come again to judge the living and the dead. That is the basic foundation of our hope, our faith. So the Ascension Sunday is a Sunday that the church celebrates to remind everyone to be ready. To be ready to do his work in this world as long as we live. And also to be ready to receive him when he appears. And nobody knows the time and day. I wish we knew, because we can do whatever we want to do and get ready at the last moment. That's not what we have to do. We have to be ready at any moment that he is going to appear. And waiting must include building up his kingdom, creating a place where we can all live together with loving care and compassion of Jesus Christ. Particularly as things are happening around the world, as you are watching the news in the Middle East and other parts of the world. There's a lot of tensions and wars and calamities happening. The pandemic is out of control in some parts of the world, in India particularly. But waiting in this time is very important. We are not waiting without hope. We are waiting with the hope of his second coming to restore us where we should be. Look for signs of God's love and grace in the world and share the good news. While we watch and wait today, let us ride high on the cloud of worship. Let the kingdom show up in his place, for Jesus is already on his way. So let us wait for that living hope, a blessed hope, as we go from this place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is Standing on the Promises. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the horizons of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm
people of God, the scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Go in peace, knowing that waiting is not in futile, but there is a promise waiting for you at the end. Go in peace, knowing that God is with you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.